I've made over $250,000 from digital products online. I want to give you my three rules I've used since 2015 that I never break to help me reach this income level. What's up, people? I'm Chris. Welcome back to the channel. Here we turn ambition into achievement so you can become a profitable digital entrepreneur. Today, I want to get into just some rules that I have when I'm making these digital products. There are some things you should do and you shouldn't do. I'm going to tell you three things that I always do to make sure whatever product I'm making is going to make me money. Before I get started, I kind of want to show you what this looks like, right? So I want to show you, just give you a perspective of what this is. Here are some DMs from years ago of me just scheduling calls with prospects. This is part of my process. I like to talk to people first, number one. Number two, we get on Zoom, right? We had that conversation for a good 20, 30 minutes. I show them the product, outline and what it looks like. They give me feedback. Later on, they become paying customers. Right. So that's literally my process right there. Now I'm going to break this down step by step. So it's something that you can use in your business. So the first thing I always do is get feedback from clients. I love to get feedback because I want to know that what I'm doing is good. Right. And it's really twofold the way I get feedback. Number one is from prospects before I make anything, before I go out here and make a bunch of stuff and do a bunch of videos. And like for my courses, I'm doing like 20 lessons. It's 10 to 15 minutes each lesson. I do a workbook. Some of them have presentations. Like it's hours of work, bro. It's literally 20, 30 hours to put together one course for me. So before I do any of that, I need to know if somebody gonna buy this. Like I need people to say, yes, I will pay for that. Tell me when it comes out so I can buy it. Like I need that confirmation from human beings. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes what I even do is have the sale link set up before that call. So I just show the outline and they're like, oh my God, I love this. And I'm, oh, well, look, you can pay 50% off right now and I'll make sure I send it to you once it's done. And that's my reward for them for giving me feedback. It's a little pro tip for you. Sometimes instead of giving people everything for free and all that stuff, I give them 50% off and they just pay that early, right? Now that pays for me to go and actually make the product. Now, I will say for some products, I don't need that. Like if I'm doing a masterclass on a very specific topic, like I just did one recently on the niche navigator, on why you should create your own niche and not find one. I didn't really need anybody to tell me that this is a good idea. You know what I'm saying? Because it's something I've talked about with entrepreneurs for years, a decade at this point. So I just knew I wanted to make something to kind of show people. Because one of my things for years is you got to create your own lane in this. Like I'm in podcasting, but I'm also in software. And I'm in entrepreneurship. I do public speaking. Like I do a lot of things and I've created my own lane. I want to show other people how to do the same thing. Right. So that's one of those things I didn't really need feedback on because I just knew it was something people would be into. Now, when you're setting up these feedback sessions, one thing I always do is record them. I love recording these. And I want to say this. I know everybody hates Zoom now because we had to do it for so long and it was so bad. But use Zoom because when you're on these video calls and make them turn the video on. Yes, you have to use video. I know. But this is how you get good feedback, because as you're going through the outline and you're giving them details of the offer, you're going to get reactions. Sometimes the reaction they have is more important than what they say, because they might think something or like, whoa, and they won't say anything. But if you can see their face, it's like, okay, I'm telling you. And sometimes we don't even catch it because we might not be looking at the screen or not paying attention. That's why I record these calls. Sometimes I watch videos back and I'm like, oh, wow, I didn't know they had that reaction. Like that is crazy how often that happens now. I think recording them is also good too, because then after you have a bunch of people giving you feedback, telling you the product is great, I even clip that up and use it as a testimonial, obviously with their permission. But if they're even seeing an outline like, wow, this product is amazing, I love what you're doing here, blah, 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 that's a testimonial. They're telling you the outline is great. Like they're telling you the product is great before you're even done with it, before you even fully put it together. They already love it. That means you've got something good here. So I'm using that clip as a testimonial to sell this product. So feedback early on is a very big deal. It is a rule of mine. Do not break that rule. By the way, if you're enjoying this so far, make sure you subscribe to the channel, like video, all that good stuff. But I'm giving you a free gift. Download the Digital Product Profit Secrets. It's completely free. It's in the description down below. It'll help you create more profitable digital products a lot faster. Now, my next rule is to always stack solutions. And by stack solutions, I mean you solve problems. And think of it this way. When I say solve problems, when people are trying to get to a big outcome, it's not like it's only one problem that they're facing. It's usually a bunch of little problems, and then there's a bigger problem, right? Like, you're a digital entrepreneur. You obviously, the big thing is you want to make more money, but there's a reason why you want to make more money. And there's a roadblock in a way of why you can't execute, right? You might not have the best ideas. You might not know what tools to use. You might not know how to make certain things, right? That's why you're here watching this video. So my content is solving a small problem here, right? Of just figuring out the ideas. Right now I'm giving you rules. And the next step might be, okay, here's how you actually make that product. I got a video on that, obviously. And we go down the line of solving those problems. That's how you make good products. You solve the problems around the main problem. When I work with podcasters, I know the big thing most podcasters want is profitability. Everybody wants to get sponsored or sell some product or something. Great. But I need to know, okay, how are you marketing your show? How are you getting listeners? How do you convert listeners into customers? If you're going a sponsorship route, okay, what kind of companies do you want to work with? How are you doing outreach? What are your brand packages, right? So it's a bunch of small problems that lead up to a bigger problem. The best digital products address those problems. The fun part about this is you can make products to solve each problem separately. It really just depends on the kind of business you want to build. If you want to build a really profitable brand, I think it's smart to have different digital products to solve different problems along the way. And then some of them have more of your interaction as they continue to go up in price, right? So for the Niche Navigator, if you go and buy that, that's something you just buy and you take on your own. You go through the process on your own. That's all you. Now with one of my other programs, the 10K Accelerator Roadmap, you not only get the videos, the workbook, the presentations, you get a couple of one-on-one sessions with me. So now you go through this process of videos and all the content, but then you also can talk to me about all of this stuff, right? I'm solving bigger problems. Each of these products I make solves a different problem for my market. That's how you make a profitable business. It's not about making as many products as you can. Because I see that a lot where people have 10,000 products and you look at it and it's like, this is just too much. It's chaotic. Each product needs to address a different problem your customer is facing. I know that a digital entrepreneur wants to know how to make their products more profitable. They want to do it faster. So I have the 10K Accelerator. They probably haven't made their own niche yet. They're still trying to find one, which I just disagree with, right? Like, all of these products I have are addressing your problems in some kind of way. That's how you build a profitable brand. One of my favorite examples of this is personal trainers. I love how personal trainers can solve multiple problems for their clients in a really easy way. Like, think about how dope this is. People can come to them saying, oh, I want to live a healthier lifestyle. I want to lose weight, all of this stuff, right? I want to get more muscular, whatever it is. And then they end up doing a bunch of things that are all little problems around that main desire, right? Like, you want to live a healthier lifestyle. Okay, that means you need to get more sleep. Okay, so let's set up a sleep planner, a nap schedule or whatever. You need to eat healthier. So let's do a grocery list. Let's set up a snack plan. Oh, what's another one? You want to lose weight. Okay, perfect. We need to set up a workout plan. What days do you work out? What are you doing? What machines are you using? All of that stuff. Like, that's the way everybody should work. When you have that kind of solution plan for your customers, now they will love your brand. Because you can solve so many of their problems in so many different ways. You're not just there like, hey, I got this one thing for you. That's it. Like, don't get me wrong. The whole template business is fine, but that's not going to get you to 20K a month. It's just not, because you're not solving a big enough problem. You're not solving enough problems. You want to solve the right problems in the right ways. Rule number three is to price correctly. Now, when I say price correctly, it doesn't mean charge what you're worth and all of that crap that you hear from all these other people. That's not what I'm saying. I'm saying you want to charge based on the market you're serving, right? If I was to sell a course to people in digital entrepreneurship, I'm not only going to have one course that's $1,000 for beginner entrepreneurs, right? That's not smart, because most beginner entrepreneurs probably still work their full-time job. They probably don't have a lot of disposable income, right? So if they're doing this, it needs to be something that needs to be accessible, right? If I want to have customers, it has to be accessible. Now, if I just jump out there with a $10,000 product, that probably won't make a lot of sense for the beginner digital entrepreneur. Whereas if I have a $50 workshop, maybe a $200 consulting package, and then a $1,000 course, that's a pretty good setup. Because now if you want to make those investments and work with me, you can start here and work your way up and get more of the solutions along the way, right? And I can kind of hold your hand through the process, which is what you probably need as a beginner. Nothing wrong with that. Now, if I'm working with high-level CEOs and Fortune 500 companies, and they come to me and say, hey, we want you to launch, produce, manage all of this stuff with our podcast. I couldn't go to them with the same price point I would for a beginner podcaster. They'll just laugh me out the door. Like, in some markets you're in where you have to charge more, they won't even take you serious. Like, to them, paying $1,000 for a podcast launch would be insane. They look at me like, this guy probably doesn't know what he's doing, right? Because other people they've talked to are charging 10 times that. So in some markets, you have to charge more because that's the market standard. And if you're below that standard, people think your services are below that standard. So you got to think about pricing in terms of the market you're serving. I see people trying to raise prices, but they aren't understanding that the industry you're in, that's just not the price, right? That's not how it goes. And truthfully, it's something I ran into years ago in podcasting when I was doing consulting. I realized the peak of my consulting prices in the podcasting space was like a couple $100, maybe $500 at the most. Anytime I went past that, it was hard to sell. The clients were a pain. It was just really difficult to sell like that. Now, when I provide services in that space, I can still charge a lot more, right? Because that's a service. But in terms of the average podcast host, it's just not going to work, right? I have to work more so with businesses that have podcasts to charge more because it just works better in that market. I see some people kind of being upset about things like this. I don't think it's a bad thing. I think you just have to know how to pivot your industries and where you are in terms of your business. Because if you want to charge more, you want to raise your prices, and you start adding that service in, that value, that means you have to also start marketing a little different too. Like for my agency services, for years, I worked with podcasters charging $100 to $500 for pretty much everything, the digital products or a service or whatever it was. It was just prices ranging through there, right? Whereas now I don't have any services in the podcast space at that price. Now I do have my digital products like my software and a community and all that stuff. But if you're talking about a service, none of my services are there anymore. It's literally 10 times more. So I just had to make a pivot and a change in my business. I don't think there's anything wrong with that, but you have to just be aware of that and don't get mad at the customer. Let's be real. If you were getting charged one price one day and a week later, it's 10 times that, you would have a lot of questions, right? So your older customers won't be able to make that transition with you most of the time. You got to be okay with that. But I want to be clear on this too, because people think I'm like in a disagreement with this. I do believe in getting paid what you're worth. I just think we have to raise our worth first. If you are right here with the value that you deliver, you can't charge prices that are here. That does not make sense to me. And I see this mostly in digital entrepreneurship, where people just raise prices just because they changed their website. Like, that's not justifiable to the actual customer as to why they're paying more. But when you start adding more services, you may add in other features and benefits and stuff, maybe some other resources. You make the offer better, now you can raise your prices. So those are my three rules that I follow, and I never break these rules, and they've helped me really, really build successful companies now. If you got any other questions, make sure you put them in the comments below. I love answering every single question. I'm going to try to keep that going as long as the channel is growing. You know what I'm saying? I like talking to the entrepreneurs in the comments and stuff, so please give me feedback. Also, let's connect on Instagram. I got a link down in the description box down below. Follow me if you're an entrepreneur. I love checking out new businesses and stuff. I'm trying to integrate that with the channel more. I got some ideas I might be executing soon. So it'll be some test content, but I love your feedback. Let me know in the comments below what you think. Also, go and download the Digital Product Profit Secrets. It's going to help you immediately. Like, if you want to get to that point, you can raise your prices and stuff. This is exactly what you need. I made it free, so you can go and download it right now. I'll see you next time.